Cindy Shahu, Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month for the month of May, is joining us. She is from Salem Academy, a three-sport standout there at the school, soccer, basketball, and in the springtime now, softball. So, Cindy, welcome and congratulations on winning the Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month award.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you guys taking the time out to do this.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to get into academics in a moment, but let's get into athletics and give us an update on the latest update on the softball team at Salem Academy.
Well, we just had our first MIAA playoff game, and we did lose, but it was a hard-fought game, so I'm pretty proud of gotten that far in the season.
Yeah, it's never easy, you know, when you get into the postseason. Every game is obviously tough. Tell me about a note or two from the season, a highlight. Give me the team highlights, and I'm going to ask you a bit about yourself. But what did you think were key games or team highlights or other key players on this year's softball team?
A really key game that we had that helped build our confidence was playing our rival Salem High School, and we did end up winning after a rocky start where we were down by a few points or a few runs. But ultimately, we did end up winning and taking home a big W, as they say.
Absolutely. Now, yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
It just helped with our confidence, and it helped lead the season into a really good little playoff run.
Now, that Salem team, the Salem High School team, is a very young team, but they've had some success this year. So that's a nice win for you guys, for sure, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Tell me about a teammate or two that's contributed on the team.
For example, our first baseman, Grace, she plays first base, and then she also goes into the outfield. She's really quick, so she saved us from getting a lot of runs because of how fast she's able to get to a ball in the outfield. Another really versatile player is Cynthia. She also plays third base, first, wherever she's able to go to try and help out the team. We have a lot of really great players, most of them seniors, so they're going to graduate, and Salem Academy is going to start off with a really young team, just like Salem High. Our whole team is doing really good. They're all making an impact, which is why we've had so much success, like our pitcher, our center field, shortstop, second. They've all pitched in to really help us get a lot of success this year.
Well, now I see your batting average at .594. Maybe that doesn't take into account that playoff game, Cindy, but it's still pretty impressive. And tell me about what position do you play, and tell me your approach to hitting in softball.
So usually I used to play center, but this year I was put in catcher to try and see how that would work, and it did end up working pretty good in that position. And usually when I go up first, I like to see how the pitch is. So I let one strike go by, seeing how the pitch might be and getting a feel for it. And then usually the second pitch is either going to be a really good hit or I just have to get my third one in.
All right. And let me just bounce back a couple of seasons with you. Give me a note or two from soccer and basketball from this past year.
Soccer was a pretty tough season. We had a lot of competition, so we couldn't really just get like one single trophy. We didn't end up getting a trophy this year, but we did fight really hard against a really big rival, XL. We all did pretty good. Our defense was the main reason we got into the playoffs, which was really key.
And in basketball, you're a 2,000 point scorer at the school.
Yeah.
So where do your points come from?
My points come just from my team helping me out and then trying to get us really just working together. And it's not as much about the points as it is just trying to get, like, a win with the team and then trying to help each other out on the court.
I'm guessing that you have a pretty good three-point shot, or am I wrong on that?
I have my games where it's pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, that's how it works. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm going to jump now. We were just talking about Salem State. Well, Alex, actually, since we're talking about basketball, it is basketball is the sport that you are planning to play at Salem State this coming school year. So tell me about that, how you got involved with Salem State.
Well, I've always known I wanted to be local instead of really traveling far, and I knew Salem State was a pretty big choice to make. I know that their criminal justice field is pretty good, so I knew that was like already a step up, and that I knew I wanted to work within Salem once I graduated. So Salem State was really just like my home away from home, even though it's 5 minutes away.
So, and that will be your major, criminal justice and obviously playing basketball. And of course, Vikings have a rich tradition of, and it goes back many, many years of having some very good players out of Salem play on the Salem State women's team, for sure.
Yeah.
So you will be added to that list.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Well, all right. So let's now go to academics. We kind of just touched on the Salem State academics. We have that checked off. So let's just move to what courses have you kind of enjoyed or felt really enjoyed? I guess the right term to use when you've been at Salem Academy.
Well, I mean, my junior year, I did take AP Language. That was a really good course. My teacher was really enthusiastic. It was his first year at Salem Academy, so we were technically his first class here. But as soon as he started, working here, he just made a pretty big impact. He'd always come in positive. He'd make sure everyone would be happy, comfortable. He'd make a lot of jokes. He'd just keep the room really calm and happy. And the way he taught was just really enthusiastic with everything he taught, from teaching about serious topics just as the Holocaust and going from the Holocaust to the Salem witch trials. He made sure everyone in that room would have a feeling about it and an impact in the future.
Yeah, so he's your inspirational teacher. What is his name?
Mr. Haynes.
Okay, perfect. Okay. As far as other courses, are there other courses that you like there?
I do like AP Psychology and Biology.
Gotcha. Okay. And what about extracurricular activities at the school or beyond the school that you're involved with?
So I do work two jobs. I work at a sports retail company and then a movie theater. Mostly because they're both really social jobs, and I like to just meet people from many different backgrounds. I also did my service games, where I had police come in and play basketball and softball against seniors at Salem Academy to try and help build a stronger connection with the police community and then school community. So I did that. That's about it. And then I also did sports and trying to help out other middle school athletes and volunteering at AAU practices to help coach them.
Well, I'm telling you right now, Cindy, if I were this police chief in the city of Salem, I'd be keeping an eye on you and making sure you got hired in the city in about 4 or 5 years. What?
Thank you.
and finally, I don't know if you want to give a shout out to any teammates, coaches, or family members that you want to shout out to as kind of a parting shot with us.
I mean, it hasn't just been one person. That's what I realized coming to Salem Academy. It hasn't just been one person impacting me. It's been a collective effort. So it's been my parents working with the school, working with athletic directors, working with my coaches. And it was just it's a big support network that I realized is really useful, even for when I graduate. So I can't just name one person because it would be unfair. But I'm just really thankful for having a really good school community backing me up, and then having my parents working with them and the athletic director working with my coaches. And it's just a big web that has really helped me become who I am.
Perfect. All right. Well, Cindy, thank you so much for your time. And again, congratulations on the award.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you guys reaching out and giving me the opportunity to voice my feelings.
You got it. Cindy Shahu with us from Salem Academy here on MSONewsSports.com.